Aaron Lipsky is a 16-year-old junior at Asheville's A.C. Reynolds High School, but by many measures, Lipsky is far beyond his years. Lipsky is a clarinetist, rehearsing here with another clarinetist and a pianist for a concert he put together. Lipsky estimates that his business, called Clarinet and Friends, drums up 8 or 9 performances every month at churches, house concerts, and retirement communities throughout Western North Carolina.
It's kind of based on this idea that the clarinet can play so many different styles of music that I just wanted to play as many concerts as possible.
Beyond Lipsky's entrepreneurship, some in the local classical music community have called Lipsky a prodigy. He was only an 8th grader when he was first accepted into Brevard Music Center's summer program, and he spent this past summer studying at the vaunted Curtis Institute in Philadelphia. This is the path of someone tracking to a top-flight conservatory, but from his earliest days with the clarinet, Lipsky soaked up and explored a variety of music, reading classical charts while learning to play jazz and rock by ear. Lipsky's grandfather is a composer who gave Lipsky his first clarinet, but it was his father's massive album collection that opened Lipsky to Benny Goodman, Artie Shaw, and Miles Davis.
I didn't have the music, and there's really no way to have the music for what they were doing, so I just kind of turned it on and went note by note and tried to just figure it out, because that was what was really fun and still is.
On YouTube, there are videos of Lipsky performing a ragtime piece by Scott Joplin, and a Weber clarinet concerto as a guest soloist with the Henderson Symphony Orchestra. Lipsky is an easygoing extrovert. In both videos, he performs with an unconscious swagger, dipping at the knees and then rising with a sway and a flurry of notes. He holds a long bow, shakes hands with the conductor, and faces the orchestra, raising a hand to channel the applause their way. Daniel Weiser is the founding director of Asheville's Amici Music, which presents chamber concerts. Lipsky was just 12 years old when a colleague of Weiser's asked him to let Lipsky sit in on an upcoming performance.
I mean, he just like went up on stage without like any rehearsal and just nailed it. And so I was like, okay, this guy can play.
In Lipsky, Weiser said he hears the maturity of a professional musician twice his age, not only on stage, but in his knowledge of music. Weiser recalled Lipsky's performance at a house concert not long ago for the Biltmore Lake Wine Club.
He wasn't drinking the wine, but he was like talking to these people as if he understood like how the wine related to Brahms. And it was just unbelievable watching him. Everyone came up to me afterwards and they said, "How old is that kid? He seems like he knows everything out there."
Lipsky is a sports fan. His front license plate is the logo of the New York Giants football team, but he has adorned his bedroom wall with a promotional poster of Asheville Symphony's second Amadeus Festival and a signed photo from the director of the U.S. Marine Corps Band. In the upcoming Amici Music program, Lipsky is performing a piece his grandfather composed, inspired by a series of Picasso paintings.
Dan always says something that I think is great. Like, you can lock yourself in the practice room and work your fingers to death for 5 hours a day, but if you never go outside of the practice room and look at paintings and art and look at other examples of feelings you're trying to replicate just in a different form, I think it just enriches your playing more.
The Amici Music programs featuring Lipsky are September 28th at the Deerfield Retirement Community in Asheville and September 29th at Whitehorse Black Mountain. I'm Matt Pikin for Blue Ridge Public Radio News.